What's up? This is Joe with your daily Buckeye Blitz for Saturday, July 23rd, 2022. This is your daily show for one Buckeye topic, 5 minutes long, maybe a little longer by a minute or two. But anyways, which I try and aim for 5 minutes, focus on one topic, no guests, no co-hosts, just me and the microphone and the camera and you. We'll talk one topic. Check it out if you haven't yet. Check out the YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/TheBuckeyeCast. Also, Instagram, Twitter is where you can. I'm living most of the time, so you can get me there. If you got a question or comment or you want to respond to the show, go back and listen to our previous shows from this week. And we're going to keep doing this. This is a Saturday, so we're launching, you know, every day, all day. So let's go. Today's topic, I've seen a lot of, kind of sad faces on Buckeye Land Twitter, and I think it has to do with recruiting mostly. We've lost out on a few guys in the last week or so. My question is, what are your recruiting concerns with this 2023 class, or are you concerned at all? I realize we're ranked number two in the country right now, but after Friday, we lost Olas Alanen, offensive tackle. We lost out on Troy Bowles, the linebacker, a week and a half ago, something like that. We lost out on the other linebacker, Tackett Curtis, of course. We got grinched on that fucker. QBs, Brock Glenn and Nobasad, not looking good on the crystal balls there. Things are not looking good for the safety, Caleb Downs, out of Georgia. Looks like he's leaning towards Bama. That's what Bama does. They come around about this time of year every season, and this is when they start to really ramp up their commitments. So I will say, and I mentioned this the other day, when it comes to linebacker recruiting, we still have Arvell Reese, a high four-star out of Cleveland Glenville. So I think he's a Buckeye lock. Ted Ginn Sr. likes to have those guys commit a little late in the process. So hold out hope for that from the linebacker point of view. But O-line, we're kind of digging at the bottom of the barrel here, especially for quality. Now, I will say on D-line, we do have John Walker. I like to call him Johnny Walker. Smooth. And he's out of Kissimmee, Ocala High School, and in Florida. And he looks like a heavy Buckeye lean at D tackle. So that looks like a solid get for us. But as far as O-line and safety, we're getting low on dudes here. You got that Jonel Aguero. Looks like he's probably going to go elsewhere. At safety, O-line, you got that Samson Okanola. Looks like he's going to go elsewhere. So, yeah, I understand your concern if you are. I think just hold on. I think we'll finish well. I mean, we went through a hell of a spurt there that launched us up to number one in the country with the big wide receiver commits. But let's see Justin Fry trying to finish strong. Let's get one more tackle prospect, not an interior O-lineman, a tackle on the O-line. And let's see how Justin Fry finishes. And same with the safeties. Let's see what Perry Eliano and Tim Walton can do there in recruiting. So there's still hope. You know, we can still come away with a couple four stars, you know, in that area. We just need one at each position there. And then tack on the high four-star Arvell Reese, Johnny Walker, my guy. Definitely that's a huge high four-star. So, and who knows, we're still in on a couple edge rushers too. So Larry Johnson is also a late bloomer when it comes to recruiting, you know, late in the cycle kind of guy. So I'm not too worried. I think we'll probably end up top three in the country. And that's all you need to be if you want to win a championship. You don't need, there's a big difference between top three and top six. So if you ever look at like the blue chip ratio and things like that. And by the way, why is Bud Elliott blocking me on 247 on Twitter? I don't know. I probably said something stupid. Anyways, so yeah, if you look at the difference between a number three class and a number six class, it's huge. So I'm not too worried, but as always, that'll do it for today. As always, please hit the BuckeyeCast.com. Comment on the video. If you listen to the podcast, please give me a review. Let me know what you think of the Daily Show. We've done like five or six in a row now, something like that. So let me know what you think. Hit me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And we'll be back. We'll probably gear up here in about a week or so with our regular weekly shows with Jeff and Sean. And we'll give you our preseason rundowns of everything. So as always, take care. Go Bucks. Have a good weekend. See you.